Tshvat, Siman Nun Beis, Halacha Tzayin, we're going to Siman Nun Gimel Halacha Beis. I want to mention something. The Olam was, Baruch Hashem, very excited about the blueberries and the raspberries. So, yes, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch holds that it's Adama. However, Minhag Olam is, and definitely the Mishnah Berurah holds that way, and it seems to be that that's the custom that these things are actually Borei Priya Eitz. And that's definitely the Minhag Olam. The exception to that is strawberries, which I think everyone agrees is Adama. Okay, we're continuing with Halacha Tzayin. So the Halacha is the following. When it comes to Borei Priya Eitz and Borei Priya Adama, so the Halacha is you have to recognize it's a fruit. Same thing with vegetables, fruits. You have to be recognizable that it's a fruit. So if it got mushed, Nisrasik is a lashon that the Kitzur uses. What does that mean? That means that it's completely mashed. And it's not recognizable anymore that it's a fruit. He gives examples, jam and stuff like that. So the halacha is that it's, at that point it becomes a shakum. Now this too is a big controversy, exactly what that means. I think the easiest way today to distinguish, something is made into a mush, especially if you mashed it with a fork or etc. You mashed a banana. So these things don't lose their bracha. When something is blended and becomes so thin and you can't recognize anymore that it's coming, let's say, from potatoes or whatever the source is, so then it's shahakol. And even then, it's not so pashat that it's shahakol and it loses the bracha. Really depends how you learn the lashon of the Rama, also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But I think that's the easiest distinction. So therefore, a lot of times you have, you know, let's say peanut butter. So if it's just Skippy peanut butter or something like that with no peanuts left, and it's very, very much like a used as a spread, that's really shakal, especially if it's added as additives, things as sugar and everything else. But if it's natural peanut butter and it's thick and you could recognize that it's really just mushed peanuts, and then of course it's adama, which because peanuts is adama. Okay, next. Here we get to another controversy. Oyrez and Deichan, which are called with his ears and rice. Basically, in the English terminology, it's called millet and rice. And there's a big controversy which one is which. And according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the Maise, he says like this: if it got mushed, you make a Borei Priya Adama. Sorry, if you didn't mush them, you make a Borei Priya Adama because you have them as a kernel. But if they got mushed, boy, you made even a bread. So here, there's really a distinction between rice and millet. Because in rice you should make birminim and zaynus, and in millet you should make shaak, but we don't know which one is which. So therefore, it says the kitzur yireshamayim shouldn't eat neither one of these items, unless it's eating in a meal. But b'shas atchak, where he doesn't have a meal, then he makes in both in millet and in rice shaak and the abedvam and the fushes. Now he goes on to explain also different types of breads. You know, today the equivalent would be probably like cornbread and the like, which would be also shaakol. Now I'm sure there's also people are shocked. What do you mean? Rice makes shahako? So the answer is a foul. Again, if it's a grain, whole grain, it's adama. And it could be those I saw that somebody's going to write the, what comes to these, what they call rice cakes and stuff. If it's never became mush in the cooking process, it would seem to be just stick with adama. However, when it comes to just, I'm talking about regular rice that you cooked and it's mushy. So the Mishnah already seems to pass good based on the Vilagon that the custom is that in rice you make Borim, your name is Zonos. And I think that's the Olam's custom. However, Chabad, certainly I saw, it's famous that they don't, they say Shehakol. And in fact, they also, I think, careful, or they try to be, to eat it in a meal, so that they avoid any Shilas. Sugar, you make Shehakol. It's a big tumor, actually, natural sugar. When it comes to someone that is sucking on different types of these sweet stalks of sugarcane and the like, so the halacha is also shakal. Chewing and licorice is another example. I'm not talking about our licorice that we had today. But the point is, any of these things that have like a little bit of a good tasting liquid that comes out of it, so the halacha is shakal. So then again, the vice, because the person pointed out from this that it's clear that when it comes to gum, it's to be things. So Choshev Pesach seems at least quoted that he held that you don't make any bracha on gum, but it seems to be that that's partially a mistake because if you're eating gum and the purpose is in order to enjoy the taste and the sweetness, which usually in certain gums, I don't want to say which, last about 5 minutes, and that's it. But whatever it is, you're doing it for the taste, and if it seems to be clear that you make shakalim do it, because there's no shiur to how much you have to have when it comes to bracha rishayna. Okay, next. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, so the halacha is like this: you squeeze fruits and vegetables. The bracha is, and that includes also honey, honey that from dates. The halacha is that it's shahakun. It could be as natural as you want it to be. Doesn't matter, shahakun. And the reason for that is because it's called zebalma, the Gemara says, and the idea is only wine and oil are the exceptions. That since it's more chashav, so they have a special bracha. Wine is the ultimate, and that's what make a perfect gift. And then shemen zayis, olive oil. When talking about olive oil, so if you enjoyed it in the normal way of enjoyment, which we'll learn later on in Siman Daled, so then it's bar pi'eitz. So it doesn't have a special bracha, a bar pi'eitz. It's a special bracha on wine. Now fruits, it's not normal. They're not normally cooked. Rather, it's eaten raw. If you cooked it, you're going to make on the bracha on the roitav, that means the juice, the gravy, the broth. You're going to make a shakalim v'dvarim. But fruits that it's normal to dry and cook, and they're common, and they're planted for that purpose. If you cook them in order to eat the fruits and to drink the broth, the halacha is that on the broth you make bar pi'eitz, even if you're not eating the fruits. And the same thing is when it comes to vegetable. This is always the famous shaila. Vegetable soup. And you cook vegetables in the soup in the water and you don't have the vegetables anymore. Doesn't matter. The bracha is on the broth, bar pi'adamah. Get the shaila all the time. And now you would ask, wait a minute, I thought we learned the seif aleph. The kids himself asks on him. I don't understand. Kitzur seif aleph, we started off we said, what do you mean? You make a shakalim midvari. When it comes to squeezing vegetables and fruits. And here you tell me that no, if you're cooking them and now you have the broth, so that's even you would think it's mixed with water, maybe it's even worse. No, you make a broth bar pi'adamah. So there's actually two answers based on the Rosh and the Rashba. Both give different explanations, which are the Kitzur quotes. Some say it's because it's normal. They were talking about where it wasn't normal to squeeze the fruits or vegetables. So that's what charcoal. Others say no, when you cook something so the broth is much thicker and it has part of the fruits itself. Now there's a lot of ramifications based on these two explanations. For example, let's say you do have something that grows purposely like orange juice. Sometimes the orange juice production is only for the purpose of the drink. So according to the first opinion, there would be bar pi'eitz. La'alach, we don't make a bar pi'eitz in oranges, make shahakol. But if a person made bar pi'eitz today, b'zman hazeh oranges, he would not have to make another bracha because there's a reason to say that that is the correct bracha. And lastly, even when we speak about, let's say, broth and you have vegetables cooked in water, however, if there's chicken or meat, something meat is more chashuv, and therefore it will override the vegetables or the fruits, and the bracha is going to be on that broth, shehakon yevidor, because the basil is the ikker. Have a beautiful day.